We left off last time on Beis Amud Beis, but I'm coming back to the Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph. So the reason we did that Beis Amud Beis is so that we would see that even though the Mishnah says that that Kriya Shema can only first be recited Mitzeis HaKochavim, Mishash HaKohanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Trumasim, from when it's night. So there were a number of opinions. There were five opinions in this price, and we still have some more to work out, but I don't need to do that right now. When we go back to the Gemara, we'll do that. There are some of those opinions that made it clear that Kriya Shema could be a little bit earlier. In other words, it was before Shash HaKohanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Trumasim. So for example, Rabbi Eliezer said, the way the Gemara is going to present it, Rabbi Eliezer said, "Mishash Akidesh Hayom Ba'arve Shabbosos." So the time that the day starts on Erev Shabbos, and the truth is that's earlier than when we stop doing Malacha on Erev Shabbos. That's earlier than actual nightfall. So I don't know how much earlier than Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says what the Mishnah says, but it's somewhat earlier. So clearly there are Shiurim that would push Kriya Shema earlier. So the question that much ink has been spilled about, pretty much every one of the Rishonim here deals with this particular question, is the issue that we looked at in Rashi. We'll just read the Rashi, the few lines briefly once again, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah, and Ad Sofa Shmur Rishona, the end of the third line, that's the Dibra Maschil. So the fourth line in Rashi, he begins, Shalish Halayla. So you can read Kriya Shema according to Rabbi Eliezer up until a third of the night, 4 hours in. Kedem Mefarish Ben Gemara, O Misham V'Elach, but from then on in, for Avar Zman, it's past the time, Delo Mikre Tu Zman Shechiva. Velo Karina, maybe Shachbacha. It's not called Zman, even though it's night, obviously, it's from 10 o'clock, using the classic hours, from 10 o'clock at night till, we'll call it 6 to 6 day, from 10 to 6, it's most definitely a night, but it's not called Zman Shechiva, and therefore it's not B'Shachbacha. Umikame Hachi, before that time, I mean before Tzeis HaKochavim, Nami Lav Zman Shechiva. It's also not considered Zman Shechiva. People don't start going to sleep until Tzeis HaKochavim. Lefika HaKorei Kodam Lachein Lo Yatzei Dechavaso. If you read it before Tzeis HaKochavim, you don't fulfill your obligation. So you obviously immediately will probably realize the problem. Our common practice, and it's common practice, you know, the only place I've ever been where it's not the practice on Friday night is in YU, where Rav Schechter's makbid for them not to start Baruch Hu until 30 minutes after Shkia. So sometimes you have a break between, I think, Kabbalah Shabbos, if somebody speaks long enough that it pushes you past 30 minutes, which already is a really Tzeis HaKochavim, even though we wait a little longer for Shabbos. But every other place I've been in the world, every shul I've ever been in, will daven Mincha and then daven Marav before Tzeis HaKochavim, and they will say Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim. So, obviously, the familiar refrain of some gabayim who will get up in some shuls, not every shul, please remember to repeat Kriya Shema after. So, that's obviously, so you know what our practice is.
They're doing the right thing by announcing.
Correct. No, correct, they're doing the right thing. But the question is, so we know what our practice is. So, I'm not here to upend anybody's practice, and neither would we show them, actually, because they were also mostly intent on defending the practice, especially Rabbeinu Tam. But Rashi writes here, so im kein, if that is the case, if you cannot be yotzei Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, lama karno sababeis haKnesses, which obviously was being, now, I assume it was being done in Rashi's time, but what he's actually quoting right now is the Yerushalmi. He's not going to tell you until the end, the quotation. Im kein lama karno so bebeis haKnesses, kedei lamo b'tfila mitoch devrei Torah, v'hachitanya bebreise bebrachas Yerushalmi. So, it sounds probably, I'm sure, because it wasn't his grandchildren's time also, they would come to shul when it was still light. They might have daven mincha. Then they would say Kriya Shema, daven ma'arif. And then they would go home while it was still light enough. And therefore, the question is, what's the purpose of reading Kriya Shema at that time if you're not yotzei? So Rashi says, kedei lamod b'tfila mitoch devrei Torah. In order to, when before you begin Tefillah, before you begin the Amida, you read some Devrei Torah before. It's a question of what exactly Rashi meant by that, or what the Yerushalmi means by that. There's an interesting explanation that's going to be offered by Rabbeinu Tam at the end of our Tosfos. But can you think of any situations that we might decide that before we begin an Amida, we engage in Devrei Torah? The answer is Ashrei. Think about it, we do it. We don't think about it, but our minhag is that before we daven mincha, before you start the Amida, you say Ashrei. Before we start Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, so we will say Ashrei, we say Kedusha the Sidra also, but the bottom line is we say Ashrei sometimes before we start Tfilos. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, is the, again, I don't know if it's the exact same thing, but the Yerushalmi says the reason why we say Kriya Shema on the Beis HaKnesses, if we're not Yotze, is so that Kedei Lamod B'Tfila Mitoch Devrei Torah. Okay.
Rabbi, there seems to be, as I recall, machloket about how much of the Shema you have to say, let's say at that time, if you
know,
there's some opinion.
So there's an opinion. We'll read Tosa. Tosa is going to raise that issue. The accepted opinion is that it's sufficient to read two parshas of Kriya Shema. That the third parsha of Kriya Shema, which is really there not for Kriya Shema as much as for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, for mentioning the Exodus. So that parsha does not have to be repeated if it was read, it seems, close enough to nightfall. But the first two parshas should be read. So Rashi writes, let's continue in Rashi for a moment, Lefikach, Chova Aleinu Lekrosa Mishatechshach. We have an obligation to read Kriya Shema from the time that it gets dark. Uve Kriyas Parsha Rishona, She'adam Korei Amitaso Yotze. So if you read, we go to sleep. So the practice is we will recite Hamapil Chavle Shena, that bracha, and then we say Kriya Shema, one parsha, and then some people say lots of psukim afterwards. So Rashi says with the first parsha that we read of Kriya Shema, in Kriya Shema Hamita, so that's how we satisfy this obligation. So that's what Rashi said. So Tosos quotes Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam is very unhappy about this. So Tosos writes at the top of the page, Me'emasai Koran v'chulei, Pirush Rashi, Va'ana an hechi karina mibodyom, Ve'enanu mamtina l'tzeis ha'kochavim. How is it that we read while it's still day, we don't wait for tzeis ha'kochavim, because the mefarish be'gemara, as the Gemara says, it has to be Tzeis HaKochavim. So Al Kein Perish Rashi, Shekriya Shema She'al Hamita Ikar V'hula Achar Tzeis HaKochavim. So that's, I think, a fair. I always tell my students that when Tosus quotes Rashi, don't believe Tosus. Make sure that actually he's quoting Rashi accurately. Sometimes what happens is that our Rashi has been changed to match what Tosus quotes. But in this, so you never know. But in this case, certainly the quotation, the citation of Tosus of Rashi is accurate. Okay.
He's the first Tosus.
Okay. So now, v'hachi isa b'Yerushalmi lachein lo yatsa korin kodam lachein lo yatsa v'mkein laman avispalim kriya shmeres akneses kine lamad v'tila mitoch derei Torah. So that's fair. Tosa says tema l'perusha. I want us to wonder about Rashi's explanation. Then Tosa is going to have four questions. Number one, v'alo ein ha'olam regilim likro samoch l'shchiva l'parsha rishona. The minhag ha'olam, and that's true, normally, is that you only read one parsha of Kriya Shema. V'halo, v'imkein, shalosh parshios ha'ilo likros. Tosa says, in order to fulfill your obligation of Kriya Shema, so you actually need three parshios, and we're only doing one. So how can you say that the Kriya Shema that you're reading, Kriya Shema Lamita, is in order to be yotze our obligation? Number two, the Od Kasha, the tzarech levarich b'Kriya Shema, Shtayim lefaneha u'shtayim lachareha be'arvis. So when the Mishnah is going to say later in the Perek that there are birchos Kriya Shema during the morning, we have two brachos before and one bracha after, and at night we have two brachos before and two brachos after. So when you read Kriya Shema, you're supposed to read birchos Kriya Shema with it. Now, what Tosis is assuming already is that the practice was not merely to read Kriya Shema in shul, but to say Kriya Shema im Birchoseha. You start with Baruch Hu, Hamar Avravim, Oiv Amo Yisrael, Shema, the Gaal Yisrael, and Hashkifenu. That's what we do. So if Rashi is in fact correct, we're saying the Brachos in the wrong time. The Brachos should be said, instead of, Tosus doesn't refer to Hamapil, I don't know when the origin of Hamapil, where it dates back to, but Tosus says when you go to sleep at night, if you're going to say Kriya Shema, you should say Birchos Kriya Shema as well. So that's question number two. The ode, the osa kriya shma samoch lamita, ena ela bishvil hamazikin, kida amar bisamoch, viim talmud chacham hu ena tzarech. Satosa says the Gemara later, a few blot later, is going to explain the purpose of Kriya Shema Lamita is to protect us from the Mazikin. And the Gemara says if a person is a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't need to do it. He could just say like one pasuk or something. It doesn't have to be from Kriya Shema. So Tosa says it's clear from the Gemara that the purpose of Kriya Shema Alamita is not in order to be Yotze, but rather just to say Kriya Shema Alamita because for whatever reason. That's question number three. And finally, the Od Kasha. To Im Kain, if this is so, Paskinan ki Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, to Omar Tfilos be'emtza Tiknum. So the Gemara later is going to have a machlokas on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. What is the order of Kriya Shema and Tzvila at night? So we know what our practice is. We always recite Kriya Shema in Birchoseha, and then we recite Tzvila. And in theory, we aspire for what's called Semichas Geula L'Tzvila. We want Gaal Yisrael to be immediately followed by beginning our Amida. But everybody agrees that in the morning, Semichas Geula L'Tzvila is obligatory. The question is, what is the halacha at night? Do you require smichas ke'ula l'tfila at night or not? So this has a very long and complicated history, starting with the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, whether or not such a thing is even necessary. Rabbi Yochanan records our practice, which we always try to engage in smichas ke'ula l'tfila. The Gemara does explain, there's of course one little problem. We say Gaal Yisrael at night, and then what do? Say Hashkivenu. So the Gemara claims that Hashkivenu is considered a Geula Arichta. It's really just a long Geula. In the same way, the Gemara right there says that we don't begin our Amida right after Gaal Yisrael. First, we say Hashem Svasai Tutachofi Agiti Lasecha. So that is Tfila Arichta. That's an extension of the Tfila. And Hashkivenu is somehow considered an extension of Gaal Yisrael. No. I'm sure he did. That's the din. The Rav didn't say, the Rav and Ramosha I know did not say at night, they didn't say the next thing, which is Yirei Neinu. In other words, that whole paragraph, I assume they say it here during the week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't said it since I was probably 15, because, you know, in the shul in Tinek, I stopped saying it in imitation of the Rav of my shul, was a Talmud Rav Moshe, and I think Rav Schechter doesn't say it, but they still say it at YU officially, but he stays silent. And they wait for people who are saying it, and the Rav didn't, and I don't know of any other shul in this country, but the shul I daven in does not say it at all. Some shuls I know, like a community synagogue, didn't say it Motzei Shabbos, but they said it the rest of the week. I assume they said it the rest of the week, but the shul that I daven in, Rinat Yisrael Tehis, is the only shul I'm aware of that does not say anything after Ashkivenu. They say Ashkivenu, the Kaddish, and then we start the Amida.
I know in Israel.
Oh, no, it's Eretz Yisrael, they don't say it at all.
Right.
No, I understand that. So anyway.
What's the basis of it?
I don't want to dwell on that length, but it would appear that that bracha was instituted when people were davening in the fields. It appears they were davening in the fields, and that wasn't the real tefillah. You went home and davened your tefillah, but that was something that people said after Birchas Kriya Shema to give the other people time to finish their brachos, and it seems like they would go home then. That's my impression. It was in lieu of tefillah, and I think there are 18 times the Shem Hashem is found in it or something like that. Something along those lines. Now, if you're doing that, if that was at a certain point they were doing that instead of the Amida, you clearly don't have smichas geula tefillah. We will find somewhere in brachos, I don't know where Tosos comments, the fact that we say Kaddish at night would seem to break the link between Geula and Tefillah, right? In the morning, we don't say Kaddish between Gaal Yisrael and the Amida. Gaal Yisrael, you start the Amida. At night, after Hashkivenu, we say Kaddish. Now, some, I think, say that the purpose of that, I'm doing Daf Yomi, but I haven't done all the Tosos in between. So I believe there's a Tosos in Brachos who says that we say the Kaddish to show Tefillas Arvus is the Rishus, and that also means breaking the link between Geula and Tefillah. But right now, Tosos is assuming that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara implies that on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that you're supposed to be so much ke'ula l'tfila even at night. Now, the way the Gemara presents the machlokas there is that we have to do Kriya Shema and tefila twice. We do mincha too, but leave mincha out. When it comes to Shachris and Arvis, so we have a Kriya Shema and we have tefila, and the Gemara quotes a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rishulam Levi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kriya Shema tefila, Kriya Shema tefila, And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Tfilos be'emtza tiktum, that it's ABBA. It's Kriyashma Tfila Tfila Kriyashma. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi believes that the proper way of doing it at night, which is obviously totally foreign to us, is Tfila and then Kriyashma. Now Betosis is making the following claim. If in fact Rashi is right that Kriyashma Lamita is the real Kriyashma, then in fact what we are doing is we are doing Kriyashma Tfila. Then when we go to shul, whatever we say of Shema doesn't really count. So then we really do Tfila. And then when you go home, you say Kriyashma Lamita. When you go to sleep, that's Tfila Biachar Kach Kriyashma. So Tosa says, we don't hold like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So how can you say that we're doing our Kriyashma L'chatchila? How are we doing that after we've davened Marv? So the truth is, if you had asked me, that particular question doesn't... It's tied in with the other questions, in that if you're going to say, for whatever reason, Birchas Kriyashma with Shema in Shul, even if you're not Yotzei Kriyashma, then we've satisfied that objection, because the issue is not Smichas Kriyashma Latfila. The issue is Smichas Geula Latfila. Geula isn't necessarily Kriyashma. I mean, it's the last... Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Geula, but when we talk about Smichas Geula Tfila, I think, and Mestosis is assuming differently, we mean the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. That's what we call it, Smichas Geula Latfila. So if you're going to say the brachas of Kriyashma, if you can justify saying the brachas of Kriyashma in the Beis HaKnesses, even though you're not being Yotzei Kriyashma at that time, then you solve this problem as well, because you do have Smichas Geula Latfila.
What's the halachic guide, the halachic basis for Geula?
For Smichas Geula Latfila?
What's the definition of Geula, of Geula Yisrael?
Thanking God for redeeming us.
I know, but is it one pasuk? Is it?
Well, the Gemara doesn't specify. We'll see on the Daf and Beis that I think the Gemara is assuming, from the Gemara's question about Hashkivenu, it really sounds like it's the bracha of Geula Yisrael.
Just that bracha?
Yeah. I mean, Geula Yisrael, remember, is the bracha of Kriyashma, Emes Vemuna, is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Our Geula, it's the third parsha of Kriyashma as well. So Gal Yisrael is the natural conclusion of that. So whenever, you can always talk about, whenever you have a long bracha, if you leave out part of it, are you Yotze or not? Right? If you leave out a part in the middle, you're probably still Yotze because you mentioned Mitzrayim enough times, and you have the chasima, you have the concluding bracha of Gal Yisrael. That's enough to be Yotze. Obviously, you're supposed to say the entire thing. So Tosis is almost assuming that, it sounds to me, unless... Okay, Tosis, when he's asking this question, knows what they do in Ashkenaz. There is a different minhag we're going to see that Rav Haigon suggests, but in Ashkenaz, they are doing exactly what we do. They are saying Birchas Kriyashma. Nobody in Tosis in Ashkenaz is, after they go home and does Kriyashma Lamita, is saying the Brachas on Kriyashma then. So Tosis, again, what would he say if he had come up with an explanation as to why you can say the Brachos in Shul even though you're not being Yotzei Kriyashma? Would he still ask that question? I don't know. In other words, when going to your question, Isaac, when you talk about Smichas Geula Latfila, so I'm telling you it's the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. But would Tosa say no? Really, yes, it's the Bracha of Gal Yisrael when it is appended to the third parsha of Kriyashma, which is about Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Or the end is about Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Then it's not Geula.
Right. Is that what Tosas is really saying, or is it really all mixed together? And as once Tosas can get, as if Tosas were able to, Tosas is, you probably might guess where Rabbeinu Tam is going to go with this. He's going to claim that the Kriyashma in Shul really is Kriyashma, and you're Yotze with that. And he's going to have to explain why it is if it's too early, and so on. But if you could somehow convince Rabbeinu Tam that you can say the brachos earlier, so what would he say? Do you now have Smichas Geula? If you're not Yotzei Kriyashma, but you can say the brachos earlier when you're not Yotzei, is that called Smichas Geula Tfila? It's hard to know because I know where he's going in the end, so this may be something of a straw man question. Okay, so those are the four questions that Tosas has. Number one, people don't say all three parshas of Kriyashma by Kriyashma Lamita. Number two, the purpose, I want to make sure, I'm going to skip one out of order. Number one. Number two is that you don't say the brachas of Kriyashma when you go to sleep. You don't say the Shnayim Lefanah, Shnayim Achareha. You say them in Shul. Number three, Kriyashma Lamita is only to protect us from the Mazikin, and the Talmud Chacham doesn't even have to do it. And number four, if you are correct, then we don't have Smichas Geula Latfila by Marib, but we're supposed to have Smichas Geula Latfila by Marib, so how can that be? We know we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that, and against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you said, Tfilos be'em satiknum. So therefore, Tosus comes along and says, Lachain, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Adler Rabba, Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses is Ikar. Now that's the real Kriya Shema. So once you say that, all the problems, there's a different problem, but all the questions that Tosfos raises disappears. Number one, we don't say all three parshas of Kriya Shema when on Kriya Shema Mita. Yes, because you don't need to, because you're Yotze and Shul. Number two, Shtayim Bracho, Shtayim Venacha, Shtayim Aracha, not a problem, because that's Kriya Shema and Shul when we say the brachas. Number three, Kriya Shema Alamita is only for the Mazikin, and the Talmud Chacham doesn't need it. Indeed, because you're not being Yotze Kriya Shema with that, it's the Kriya Shema and Shul. And number four, since the Kriya Shema and Shul is the one that you're Yotze with, you have a proper Smicha Skula L'Tfila. Okay, so all those questions obviously disappear. Now, there's only one problem. Rashi's question snaps back. How can we read Kriya Shema so early? Satosa says, V'yishlomar d'kaim alon k'rabi Yehuda d'amar b'perek tfilas ha-shachar d'zman tfilas mincha ad plag ha-mincha. So there is a machlokes in the first Mishnah in tfilas ha-shachar, the fourth perek of Brachos, when the time of mincha ends and the time of marav begins. The Chachamim say that the Maariv can be davened at night, Mincha can be davened until night. That's why we use Shkiyas Hachama, sunset, however you define that, as the cutoff point. Up until Shkiyas, you can daven Mincha. After Shkiyas, you can no longer daven Mincha, but you now can daven Maariv. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the cutoff point is actually Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter of Sha'os Zmanios, meaning at 1/12 of the daylight hours, 1 1/4 of those hours before Shkia, before sunset, is when the time that you can daven Mincha ends and the time that you can daven Maariv begins. So, Tosa says, we must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar beperek tfilas ha-shachar, the zman tfilas mincha ad plaga mincha, the hainu achar achar asoshos pachos revia, umiyad, kishayichle zman ha-mincha, Maschil Zman Arvis. So that's when Maariv time starts. Now, it seems like a nice answer, but even before reading on, there's one little problem. What?
What's it got to do with Shema?
Correct. What does it have to do with Shema? Right. Why is it, and the Rush will ask this question against Rabbeinu Tam, I think. Why is it that you can, where did Rabbi Yehuda come up with the idea of Plag HaMincha? And even where did the Chachamim say that Mincha can be from Chatzos, or a little after Chatzos, until near the end of the day? What is the model for that? The Karban Tamid. Right? In other words, Shachris is from sunrise until noon. Rabbi Yehuda says only till the end of the fourth hour. And the Gemara is going to quote backing for Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah Adios that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, not the same Rabbi Yehuda, testified that the Tamid Shel Shacha was brought up until 4 hours. So you can see the Gemara thinks that proves that we passing like Rabbi Yehuda because the Mishnah Adios is adopting what is effectively the same opinion. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about Tefillah is modeled upon the Tamidim, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And since they were really always done with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim by 10 3/4 hours, Rabbi Yehuda says that's the last time you can daven Mincha. I mean, technically, Min HaTorah, I don't think there's any doubt you could bring the Karban Tamid until sunset, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But normally it was never done that way. It was usually done much earlier. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the cutoff point when the Chachamim set up the Zmanim of Tefillah, when they delineated the times of davening begins, ends, they used Plag HaMincha. And if that's the case, so as Josh says correctly, what does that have to do with Kriya Shema? The reason, even if you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, nonetheless, that's because Tefillah is modeled upon the Karbanos, or at least one aspect of Tefillah. What does that have to do with Kriya Shema when the definition of Kriya Shema is Ushach Bachav Kumecha? It doesn't even tell you, forget B'shach Pachon Kumecha. The fact that you can daven Maariv after 10 3/4 hours doesn't even tell you that it's Laila. It's not Laila, it's still Yom. But in terms of Tfilas Arvis, since Tfilas Mincha is ended, Tfilas Arvis you can now daven. Right.
Can you just say it's a knock-on effect? Just that's the next in the Seder.
No, but you know, Kriya Shema, even assuming whether Tfilas is a mitzvah d'raisa d'rabbanon, you know, midaraisa, certainly there's no connection between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. They're two separate mitzvos. So why would you assume, if the Torah tells you that, again, the Zmani Tefillah for sure, the Rabbanon, right? Even the Rambam, who says that Tefillah is a din daraisa, it's once a day. There's no fixed man or fixed matbeah, you know, fixed form of Tefillah. It's once a day. So to say that because the Chachamim set up Arvis and they allow you to daven Maariv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at Plag HaMincha, therefore, that now defines B'shach B'cha, why would that be? It's hard to imagine that.
What does plag literally mean?
Half. I'm like, a plugta is a machlokas, a division. So plaga mincha means halfway between mincha katana, which is 9.5 hours, and sunset, which is 12 hours. So the halfway is 10.75. So that question is going to be there. But before we even get there, Tosus has to deal with another problem, which is contemporary practice. How do you paskin? How do we paskin with respect to when mincha ends and marah begins? Is it plaga mincha or shtigia? So the Gemara in the fourth parak is going to say the following: Kevin de lo itmar hilchasa keman. We never had a clear conclusion as who we paskin like. The Gemara says the aved kemar aved or the aved kemar aved. I mean, you want to follow one shita, that's fine. You want to follow the other shita, that's fine as well. So that's very nice. So Tosus says, we're following Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, again, forgetting about what relationship that has to the Shachbacha. So Tosus says, nonetheless, mikomakom kasha, the have kitre kule, I'm sorry, vim tomar, hech anu mispalum tfilas mincha samacha chashecha, vafilo la'achar plaga mincha. So apparently, common practice was to daven mincha after plag mincha, not too far, long before dark. Right after you daven mincha, they would say Kriya Shema and daven Maariv. So not too far, long before Shkia. So Tosfos says, how can we then be paskening like the Chachamim? Because according to Rabbi Huda, once you reach plag mincha, you can't daven mincha anymore. So Tosfos says, Yesh lomar dekai malon kirabanon da amre zman tfilas hamincha ad ha'erev. V'aminan lekaman hashter lo itmar hilchasa lo kemar v'lo kemar da avid kemar avid da avid kemar avid. So we're paskening like the Chachamim with respect to tfilas mincha that you could daven mincha in toshkia. So now Tosfos says, but that's ridiculous. Mikol makom kasha da have ketrei kulei de sasra nahadadi. No, you can't burn the candle at both ends here. You got to decide what is the time period between mincha and marv. In fact, Tosfos doesn't say this, but if you were really, if not for this question, you could come up with the absurd as you could decide to daven marv before mincha if you can daven both in times. I once, many years ago, this is not mincha marv. This that would be a crazy thought that I used to when I was a teenager. I lained at a particular shul. They had a 9 o'clock minyan, I think, and then at some point they started a hashkama minyan, and they needed me to lane that as well. So I was. I didn't have much, my wife would say, I never really was a real teenager, but still, I didn't like getting up at Shabbos morning so early, so I thought maybe I could do the following. Maybe I could show up for laning at the first minyan. I could daven musaf, then daven shachris, and then lane the second minyan and go home. But you can't do that l'chatchila. Even that, you're not allowed to do l'chatchila. But that's not quite as contradictory as mincha marav. You know, musaf, that's a problem because musafim chatchila couldn't be brought till after you brought the tamid shel shachar. But okay, but it's not in sequence. It's not that the times are contradictory. Mincha marav is it night or is it day? Take your pick. But in this context, the day comes before the night. And once it's night already, how can you say now I'm davening mincha that it's still yesterday? Satoza says you can't have trei kule disasrin hadadi sharei me'ezetam anu mispalim arvis miyad la'achar plaga mincha. Why do we sometimes daven marav right after plag mincha? The reason why we can daven marav is because we say zman mincha is over, like Rabbi Yehuda. Now we can daven marav, but it was zman atfila atzma lo kaimalon k'Rabbi Yehuda ela k'Rabbanon. But now you're going to tell me with respect to the zman mincha, but we really don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in that case. These are two issues that are haba hatalia. Each one depends upon the other, right? It's not okay. Well, the Chachamim say you can daven mincha and toshkia. Rabbi Yehuda says you can already daven marav after plag. It's not like those are just two independent theoretical positions. Those positions are tied together. You can do one or you can do the other. You can't do both.
You can't pick.
Al kein omer ri devadai kriya shma shel beis haknesses ikar. We're still the same answer. But we daven mar before sunset. Sviralan, or before it says, Sviralan kahani tanai de Gemara. Da amre bishash kidesh hayom. Vegam mishash mene adam nechnasim lahase. Dehainu sudas erev Shabbos. So Tosis is now making use of the Braisa that we learned last week of the five Tanaim. Some of them have a Zman that's earlier than Tzeisa Kohavim, right? Mishasha Kideh Sheyom Ba'arvei Shabbosos, for sure. And maybe Mishasha B'nei Adam Nichnasim L'Hasev, when average people, not poor people, enter to eat on a regular weekday. On Shabbos. The Hainu Sudat Zer Shabbos. V'hiyoysa Mibod Yom. That was when it was still day. Ume Osa Shah Havei Zman Tvila. So then, already, we're paskening that they're still tied together, but we're paskening that Zman Tfila and Zman Kriya Shema begin at that time, which is not Plaga Mincha, because Plaga Mincha is earlier than you'd be allowed to do it, but it's a Samuch L'Shkia. I don't know exactly how long. That's, Tosa says, the Ri says, that is our practice. Okay, then he says, V'gam Raya, dira, another Raya to this, and it means a Raya to the our practice. A Raya to our practice. Is the Rav Hava Mitzale Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. So Rav used to daven Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos, the way we often do, like when people bring in Shabbos early. And I love this particular proof. So what does that prove? So he davened Marv, that doesn't prove anything about Kriyashma. Mitzale means literally Tzlusa is Tfila. So Rav davened, doesn't say anything about Kriyashma. Umistama Gam Hayakore Kriyashma. Presumably, he read Kriyashma. That's a little bit like, how do you know that Yaakov Avinu wore a yarmulke? Because it says, Vayitzei Yaakov Meber Shava Ve'elach Harana. Yaakov Avinu went out and he wasn't wearing a yarmulke? That's the classic proof. So what do you mean? Mistama, he read Kriyashma. Some of the Rishonim say, what do you mean? Maybe he didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he held like Rabbi Shua Belevi that you don't need smicha skula l'tfila at night. It's only during the morning. So maybe Rav Davin, and he read Kriyashma. And then he went, he had his meal with his family, and then he davened Kriyashma later. In fact, you know, we don't do this anymore, but there was a time period it worked well for us to make Shabbos at Plag HaMincha. We daven Mincha before Plag, during the summer, and you still have an hour and a half plus before sunset. I would come home, hadn't daven Marv yet, would eat Suda Shabbos. I think the Magen Avraham says you can do this. Eat Suda Shabbos, and then go back for the late Minyan at Shul, you know, the Minyan Bisman, to daven Kabbalah Shabbos, and Marv really was the issue. Right? So maybe Rav davened.
And you would eat again?
What?
No.
I'm old man young, I can't eat that late. So the point is that you can daven, he may be Rav Daven Marif. He hadn't said Kriyashma Berchoseh, but he davened Tefillah B'tzibur, went home, had a Shabbos meal, it became dark. He then, at some point later, he read Kriyashma Berchoseh. That's all. So Tosfos says, Umistama, he read Kriyashma at the time. So other Rishonim say, no, that's actually not the case. Maybe Rav didn't read Kriyashma at that time. So that doesn't necessarily serve as proof or defense for the Ashkenazic practice. As Tosfos has explained what we do in his opinion, but it's not so clear how much of a proof that is. But okay. Mikol Osan Harayos, Mashma de Kriyashma Shobes HaKnesses Iker. All the questions he asked against Rashi must be that the real Kriyashma is in the shul. V'had the kamar b'yushalmi, lama ha'yukar ha'beis ha'knesses. What do you do with the yushalmi, that which suggests that when you read in the beis ha'knesses, that you weren't yotze with that? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, shahayu regilim likros kriyashma kodem k'filasan, kemosha anu regilim lomar ashrei t'chila. Osam kriyashma eno ela lamo b'tfila mitoch devrei Torah. So Tosis doesn't explain fully, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think, maybe there's a better explanation, but I think that Tosis means that the Kriyashma referred to here was late in the day before Mincha. And the question is, why were you reading that Kriyashma? You can't be Yotze Kriyashma. Now again, theoretically, if it was man, if somehow, again, in our minds, because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, in theory, that you're supposed to be Selmech Ka'ula L'Tfila, we think of the sequence as Kriyashma and Tfila. But let's say one can hypothesize that the Zman Mincha was till sunset, but that Zman Kriyashma somehow Bishach Bacha could be defined as even earlier than sunset. So it really could be that you would daven, say Kriyashma, to be Yotze Kriyashma, and then you would daven Mincha. As strange as that sounds to us, right? Because we think the sequence is Kriyashma and Nida Marav. I think that what Tosfos is assuming in the Yushalmi means, they said Kriyashma before Mincha. And the Yushalmi is asking, well, why do we say Kriyashma before Mincha? It's too early. It's not Zman Shchiva. It's still Mabod Yom. To Mibod Yom, even for Tosfos, right? Not right before sunset, the way Tosfos says our practice is, but you know, an hour and a half before. So the Yushalmi says, no, that's just for the purposes of the Ome Litfila Mitol Kriyashma. As Tosfos says, Kemosha Anu Regilim Lomar, Ashrei Tchila. And the Osa Kriya Shema Eina Ela Lama B'Tefillah Mitoch Devar Torah. We say Ashrei before Mincha, so they said Kriya Shema before Mincha. That's all. So that's how you would explain the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi certainly sounds like that. Dr. Schwartz, your question? Or?
Yeah, how would they work it out if you live in Moscow or St. Petersburg where it's getting dark late and you have to daven Kabbalah Shabbos even before Pag Mincha?
So that's a broader question. Like you know, that's the you know the old joke about the astronauts, the firm astronaut. Yes. So that's a big question that comes up when you go into really the biggest problems when you go to latitudes where the sun never sets. Right, that's a problem. So although I'm not normally inclined to say that way, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't mean for us to live there, which might be true even independent of Frumkeit. So it is actually very difficult. I don't know what the practice is. I do know hearing stories from colleagues, you know, who went to a conference in Copenhagen, you know, of getting up, waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning, Motzei Shabbos, to make Havdalah. So I don't know what exactly they do, how they decide. In theory, you shouldn't be able to do Kabbalah Shabbos. You shouldn't be able to do Kabbalah Shabbos until it's going to be more than, and those lads going to be more like, you know, closer to 2 hours or something like that before, two and a quarter hours on our clock before sunset, but that still may be very, very late. So I don't know what they actually do in those communities.
I've been in Moscow, and a few times I was there for Shabbos, they would Kabbalah Shabbos at, you know, 7 o'clock,
uh-huh.
and I thought I'd get 10, 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But Havdalah,
they
did wait.
So that the question is, normally you can't be Makabel Shabbos before Plug. So I don't know, I'm not going to say no, because there must be Minog, you know, and maybe it's a Minog Vasikan that they do in those places. But I don't know how one deals with that.
Rabbi,
yes.
Why is there no smichas gula tefillah for mincha?
Because there's no inyan of geula before mincha. In other words, the idea of geula smichas gula tefillah is because we're saying kriya shema im birchoseha, and the last part of kriya shema, starting with the third parasha and the bracha that follows, are the bracha of geula. There's no idea of reciting geula. So once we have geula, it makes sense to be so make geula tefillah. The Gemara will explore why. But if you don't have the presence of geula in the first place, it's not a prerequisite for tefillah. It's just that once we're going to talk about geula, it makes sense to run from geula straight into tefillah. Whereas if there's no geula in the first place, we just daven. That's all. It's not a requirement within tefillah. That tefillah is not a good tefillah if you don't have geula that precedes it. The idea is that once you're reciting the concept of geula, it makes sense to attach it to a tefillah. That's all. So I can answer better. Hold on. If you want to give a better answer, okay? That's, I think, the conceptually the correct answer. But the Gemara is going to talk about what's the reason, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, the point of departure between Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi say you don't need Geula and Maariv and you need it Shachris? Rabbi Yochanan says you need it both. So the Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan requires it at night is because the beginning of Geulas Mitzrayim was at night. In other words, at night, they were given permission to leave. But the real Geula only took place during the day when they actually left. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, I only care about the real Geula, which is during the day, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even the beginning of the permission for the Geula somehow counts as well. That's irrelevant to Mincha. Either, in other words, there are two stages of the Geula. There's the night, the permission to go, and then there's the beginning of day when they left. So that's why that would be, if you want, you know, again, I think that we should not lose sight of the fact that remember also, there's an opinion in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, and I think that the Rif Paskins this way, and maybe the Rosh, I forget, it's a Machlokas or Rishonim, whether or not you need to have the third parsha of Kriya Shema at night. The Gemara is going to say that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael was they didn't have it. But Marava, they didn't bother with it at night. They used to, at the end of Kriya Shema, some had the Minhag, they would say, Vaydaber Shema Moshe Lemor, Tabero B'nei Yisrael Matar Lehem, Ani Hashem Elokechem, which is a pasuk. It's not the pasuk from Kriya Shema. But it's literally the first words of the third parsha and the last words of the third parsha, which are found in a pasuk elsewhere. And they wouldn't say the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim Balaylos. I don't know what they did with the bracha afterwards. I'm not really sure, but they held it. There's no obligation of Zechiris Yitzias. I'm sorry. They had some type of a bridge bracha. The Gemara will say, but there are there, so there they didn't say the third parsha, but there are shittas that say there's no inyan of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim Balaylos. the mitzvah is only during the day. L'man tiskar, we say this during the Seder. We cite the Mishnah. L'man tiskar, siyom tiskar meretayim ko yimecha yimecha. So Rav Lazar ben Azariah said, yimecha yecha yim ko yimecha chen leilos. But the Chachamim say, yimecha yecha olam hazeh, and ko yimecha yecha lahavi nimas ha-mashiach. So according to the Chachamim, there's no mitzvah of the third parsha at night. There really isn't. I don't, it's clear that they said a bracha, I think, but you know, there's no inyan of. I can't imagine that there's an obligation of smichas gula tefila if you hold there's no inyan of mentioning the gula at night. So I think you have to start with the obligation of mentioning a gula, and then if you're davening, so then it makes sense to be smichas gula tefila. Rabbi?
Is this an academic idea that you say instead of atrei kriyat shema, you talk divrei Torah? Is this an academic question? I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Well, again, Tosus's reading of the Yerushalmi. Most Rishonim, I don't think, are going to read the Yerushalmi that way. It's hard them to imagine that if you said Kriya Shema and Birchos Seha, if you said Kriya Shema in shul without the brachos, that the Yerushalmi really would be thinking that's the real Kriya Shema. If you're not Yotze, why are you reading? Obviously, not you mean to be Yotze because you're making it with brachos later. So that's not, but that's what Tosis is claiming. Tosis is claiming, yeah, no, it's exactly. They said Kriya Shema the way we say Ashrei. The Yerushalmi asks, why are we saying Kriya Shema? The answer is, Kedei lamo de tefila mitoch devrei Torah.
Pretty unconvincing Tosis. It doesn't really answer.
Well, no. What Tosis has really done, he's made a claim, although it may not be totally satisfactory. Tosis has said that there are other shitos in the Gemara when Zman Kriya Shema actually begins. And those Zmanim we might make, actually. That's the claim. It's not it's a difficult reading in the Yerushalmi, for sure, which is why Tosis at the end feels the need to come back and try to work out the Yerushalmi. But in terms of making the claim that we don't paskin like the Mishnah, but we paskin like Tanaim on the next page, that's possible. It seems unlikely we should paskin like those Tanaim, but at least you can say there are Tanaim who hold that the time we're reading is actually acceptable. I mean, I would say the following. The Rishonim, how would one, we'll read the Rush, but can anyone want to, you might even know from our practice, how would you answer the two questions about Kriya Shema Lamita? Number one, that we only read one parsha. Number two, that it was really made for Mazikin, and Talmid HaChacham don't have to do it.
He says over here that if you're going to read it, you do it without a bracha, and you just read the first.
We do with children.
The first parsha. Mm-hmm. That's the end of the Tosfot, right?
yeah. No, one second. Hold on. I want to hold on a second. Leave aside that. Tosis is not claiming that we do differently. Tosis is saying you do read one parsha and you don't make any birchas kriya shema at night. I know that grant that I want to talk about that in a second. But what? How would you answer the two questions that come from kriya shema lamit? That number one, just thinking about our practice, what sometimes we'll tell people to do. The question number one was you only say one parsha, and question number two, the Gemara says it's only mitnei hamazikin, and a Talmid Chacham doesn't even have to do it. He just say some pasuk of rachamim.
Does it have to do with the fact that we do it with children before they go to bed?
No. And that went the one way or the other. So some people will have the practice that when they say Kriya Shema Lamita, I'll do this. If I daven Marv early, when I say Kriya Shema Lamita, I say all three parshios. In other words, the Gemara could be talking about a case, and Rishonim will say this. I think the Rush says this. The Gemara, when it talks about Kriya Shema Lamita, it's talking about a case where someone daven Marv bismano when they already said Kriya Shema properly. So then you don't have to say Kriya Shema Lamita. If you say it one parsha to protect from Mazikin, and Talmid Chacham doesn't need the protection, fine. But if you happen to be in a case where you didn't say Kriya Shema earlier, then you would say three parashiyos alamita. Of course, the Gemara is assuming that you daven Kriya Shema at a proper time. But we're davening Kriya Shema, if you accept Rashi and the way Rashi's reading the Shalmi, at an improper time. So the answer is when. Look, sometimes you daven Marv during the week, and you end up davening at 9 o'clock, and you don't need to repeat Kriya Shema afterwards, because it's already long after sunset. So those nights, you say one parasha for Kriya Shema Lamita, because you don't need to repeat Kriya Shema. And yet, if it's a Shabbos, and you don't say it, some people, probably the proper thing to do, I can't say that I usually do this, the proper thing to do is before you even make Kiddush Friday night, it depends, during the summer you may not be able to do this, but during the winter, if the shul, and this usually happens, depends how much time Kabbalah Shabbos takes, but let's say you said Kriya Shema 15 or 20 minutes after sunset. As the way it was a short Kabbalah Shabbos, they don't say Bema Madlikin here. Is it usually a speech, I think? Is there usually a speech? So you could easily wind up that you said Kriya Shema 20 minutes after. So then, before you say Kiddush, you could take 2 minutes and say Kriya Shema then, because you're really supposed to say Kriya Shema and daven, you daven already, before you eat at night. Not just Shabbos, not just Friday, any night. But if you didn't do it then, so when you go to bed and you say and you say Kriya Shemitah, so you say all three parshiyos, that's all. But if you happen to, but some nights of the week you daven late, so you only say one parsha. So those two questions of Tosas are really not compelling at all. Yeah, the Gemara is talking about Kriya Shema Lamita for someone who is already Yotzei Kriya Shema. If you weren't, you have to kill two, you can kill two birds with one stone. With regards to the question, the hardest question, the hardest question is the practice of the brachos, and it's tied to the smicha school tefillah question. If you can somehow explain how we say the brachos of Kriya Shema early, even though we're not being Yotzei Kriya Shema then, but we're being Yotzei Kriya Shema with a later Kriya Shema, then presumably you solve both problems. In other words, you say Birchas Kriya Shema earlier, and in doing so, you say Ga Yisrael or Hashkivenu, and then you daven, and you slowly kill those two questions. But the real, and that is the most difficult part of Rashi Shita and our practice, because we don't assume like Rabbeinu Tam. That is not our accepted practice, la halacha, right? Please remember to pick Kriya Shema after, because we're assuming, like Rashi, like most Rishonim, that you cannot be Yotzei Kriya Shema before it says Hakochavim. So, but yet, it's standard minhag. And I don't think this varies in Ashkenazim Sephardim. It's standard minhag that we say Birchas Kriya Shema with Shema. So once you're doing that, and then you're repeating Shema later, presumably we believe that you can miyotze the brachas of Kriya Shema even before Zman Kriya Shema. And then afterwards, you'll repeat Kriya Shema, but you have Smicha School Tefillah because you said Gal Yisrael Hashkevenu and David. That's really the crucial question to answer. How can you say that before? So we're going to take a look. We'll see there are really two answers broached. The one that I prefer is, I think, what the Ran says. He doesn't explicate it as much as I would like, or not enough that I understood, but I wanted to just make an obvious parallel and a suggestion. Zman Kriya Shema in the morning, we say, is only until the end of the third hour. That's the way we paskin. Ideally, Kriya Shema should be read kivasikin, but you can be yotzei Kriya Shema up until the third hour. Now, what about Birchas Kriya Shema? So, before we talk about Birchas Kriya Shema, let's talk about tefillah for a second. How long can you daven? So that's a machlokas, either until 10 a.m., fourth hour, or noon, right, the sixth hour of the day. So, that's a machlokas, how we paskin in that, and it's a machlokas what to do. It's a big machlokas achronim. What about Birchas Kriya Shema? So here, our practice usually is that you only recite Birchas Kriya Shema if you daven within the fourth hour. But there are those who would say that you can say, even if you're Mishach or Samach Ronim, say you can do it until Chatzos, like the opinion of the Chachamim. But I think the practice of Birchas Kriya Shema is only till the end of the fourth hour. So the question is, what's going on? In other words, why is Birchas Kriya Shema, why can you recite Birchas Kriya Shema when you can no longer recite Kriya Shema? When you're reciting Kriya Shema, then it's just Talmud Torah. But the Gemara will say, the Mishnah will say, Akari mikan ve'elach lo hifsid ka'adam akari b'torah. If you read Kriya Shema after its time, and this is really the day Kriya Shema, all right, so it's not a bad thing. You should read Kriya Shema, but you can't really be Yotzei, or not Yotzei fully, but you're still mitzvah Talmud Torah to read it. So the question is, why do we allow making the brachos till the end of the fourth hour, even though Kriya Shema is only until the end of the third hour? And I think the simple answer is that Birchas Kriya Shema are not a Birchas HaMitzvah. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim, how to view Birchas Kriya Shema. Do you answer Amen after HaBocher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava? So it's a machlok from the Chabrima. I do. The Ramah says you answer Amen after Avocher B'Mayis Rabava. And if you're an Ashkenazi and you finished the bracha before the Chazan did, you have to say Amen. Why is it that the Ramah holds that you say Amen? He says, because Birchas Kriya Shema not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If Birchas Kriya Shema were Birchas HaMitzvah, you probably would say Asher Kiddushanu Tosavet Zivanu Amitzvah Kriya Shema. Likro Eshema. Birchas Kriya Shema is not at all a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's certainly not in its content. We don't talk at all about Shema. Every bracha, what's the bracha on lulav? Sher kedishan tzav tzivano al netilas lulav. Right? Shofar, l'shmo kol shofar. Sukkah, l'shev basukkah. You name it. You make a Birchas HaMitzvah, you put a mezuzah, l'kvoa mezuzah. So you don't say anything about Kriya Shema. So those are really Birchas HaShevach in a certain way, or the way I would put it, they're part of tefillah. And I think that is why So the Ramah says, because Ramah said it's not a Birchas and the Brachos. And the Brachos, I would argue, actually, based on Smicha Skula Tefillah, more din in Tefillah than they are a din in than it did in Kriya Shema. So they were instituted around Kriya Shema, but they're fundamentally not really, they're not a Birchos HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema. They're really a Birchos HaShevach, in effect. They're praise of God, light and day and night, and then giving us the Torah, and then Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they made them Brachos around Kriya Shema, but they're not fundamentally Birchos HaMitzvah. And therefore, if you can still daven Shachris until the fourth hour, then you can still say Birchos Kriya Shema until the fourth hour. So if you're going to be able to daven Maariv earlier, even though it's not night yet, it's not Tzitzit Chavim, you can also recite the Brachos of Kriya Shema at that time as well. If you want something of an analog, it's not a perfect analog, but we have other brachos that I think also take on the become part of tefillah, even though they look like a birchas hamitzvah, and that is namely birchas haTorah in the morning. Even though those brachos we say la'asok b'divrei Torah and hamalamei Torah l'mo Yisrael and asher b'achabat nasnas Torah sober chata Hashem l'sein Torah, so it's not. It would appear a very strong argument, at least for the Rambam, that birchas HaTorah are not a Birchos HaMitzvah. Why do I say that? Because the practice that the Mechaber writes, and I assume the Rambam says it explicitly, the Mechaber paskins that women can make Birchos HaTorah in the morning. So the question everybody asks, or the subtext of everybody wants to know is, the Mechaber holds that while women, for Sfardim, women can put on tefillin, they can put on tzitzis, they can do lulav, they can listen to shofar, they don't make brachos. Because the position of Chachmei Sfarad is you don't make a bracha unless something's an obligation, which is why most Sfardim don't make a bracha on Chatzi Halal, on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minhag, so they do it without a bracha. Ashkenazi practice, we will, God willing, see this in the big Tosas at the beginning of the second parak on Daf Yudalad. Tosas talks about this at length. The Ashkenazi practice is that you can make a bracha on something that's not strictly obligatory. So we make a Likroas Halel for Rosh Chodesh Halel, you know, when it's not Hanukkah, and Ashkenazim allow women to make brachos on mitzvahs that they're not obligated in, but they are volunteering to do the mitzvah. So the Mechaber says that women can make pick and wear tzitzis, but they can't make a bracha on the tzitzis. So later in Aruch Chayim, the Mechaber says that women can make Birchas HaTorah. The only problem is women aren't mechuyavos in Talmud Torah. So many of the Acharonim say, that no, they are obligated in Talmud Torah. They're obligated in Talmud Torah for those mitzvahs that apply to them. So yeah, they're not obligated in Talmud Torah of the abstract to do bris gerlandus, but since most of the mitzvahs of the Torah apply to women, they're obligated to study those din in the same way men are obligated to study, and therefore they're able to make the bracha. But I think that if you look at the Rambam's placement, where the Rambam talks about birch, where would you think the Rambam would talk about birchas haTorah? If you were Hilchas Talmud Torah, that's what I ever thought. He does it Hilchas Tefillah. Which leads me to believe that the Rambam, I don't know if he says explicitly that, I don't remember if he says that women can make it, that's in the Chaber's position, and it wouldn't surprise me if it comes from the Rambam, but I would assume the Rambam's position, even if he doesn't say it, is that women could make Birchas HaTorah, because Birchas HaTorah is fundamentally a part of Tefillah. And therefore, once it's a part of Tefillah, it's really more Birchas HaShevach. And now the Gemara actually has a whole discussion, what types of learning, if any, can you actually do before you make Birchas HaTorah? And there are a series of different opinions of which, you know, some say only for Torah Shebichsav you need Birchas Torah in the morning before you learn. And they sort of go up the line. But the truth is, it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's also reflected in something else we do. Our minhag is to do so, even though you don't really need to. What do we do after we say Birchas HaTorah? We learn. We say Psukim Birchas Hakonim, then we say the Mishnah of Eil Dvarim Shalom Shiur, then we say the Brice of Eil, you know, Eil Dvarim Shalom Peresem. So that's a minhag to do so. Tosfos talks about that. But Al Pidin, you really don't need to learn right after Birchas HaTorah, because the Birchas HaTorah covers the day. It's not like making a bracha on an apple when you say Boi Pereitz, and if you make an interruption, if you have a hefsek between eating the apple and the bracha and eating the apple, you have to make another bracha. Kriya Shema Al Pidin is really, Birchas HaTorah is really not that way. So I think that even more so, because Birchas HaTorah at least looks like a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? La'asok b'divrei Torah, and still it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. I think when it comes to Kriya, the Birchas of Kriya Shema, certainly they're not formulated as Birchas HaMitzvah. For so many of the dinim, we're not treated at all as a Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's possible that they really are a chelek of the tefillah. One could explain our practice that way, and that's why once we can daven Maariv, we will say Birchas Kriya Shema. We'll say Kriya Shema with it, because that's how the brachas are done, but we may not fulfill our obligation with that Kriya Shema, because it's still not Seis HaKochavim, and so later, we will read our Kriya Shema. Okay, so that's the position of the position of Rabbeinu Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What is particularly interesting, I'm going to wait till next week to start the Rush, and the other Rishon, and then we'll finish with that on this topic. What is particularly interesting is that Tosas says She'ein Levarech, that you should, in the last line in Tosas that Josh pointed to, Mikan Nira Mishakori Kriya Shema Al Mitaso She'ein Levarech V'gam Ein Tzarech Likros El Parsha Rishona. So that's what Tosas says. No point in making a bracha. So if you look, do you have the Hagos Fitzionim in your edition now? Is there a little os? Yeah, I think so. You have a little os ches in Tosos on the word ein levarich. Is there a little ches there?
No.
Let me just see.
They
didn't print it. Okay. So I'm going to read you the little note on the side of my in my Gemara. It's a slightly different edition, and the Gemara says the following: that the language. I'll just translate the language of Tosos in Chulin, the beginning of the eighth perek, is that ein levarich al kriyas shema shelefnei mitaso, you should not make a bracha on kriyas shema lamita asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaso v'tzivanu likro shema. That's what Tosus says. You don't make such a bracha, which is kind of funny, because where did Tosus come up with the idea that you would say it in the first place? Now, we understand. You could just say that Tosus thought that somebody might think to say such a bracha, because if you hold like Rashi, they're being yotze with kriyas shema at night, maybe you should make a bracha on the mitzvah. And then, in the note he writes, and that's how the Rama paskins in Or HaChaim at the end of what's the second Chelek of Mishnah Berurah for us. Ulam, however, b'shut ha-ga'onim, in the chelos u'tshuvas of the ga'onim, nusach ha-bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvasav v'tzivanu ala kriyashma u'laham licho ba'ahava. And we will see, I think the Rush will quote from Rav Haigon, also the minhag of making a bracha by kriyashma alamita. Meaning if you were davening, apparently if you said kriyashma earlier, and now you're going to be yotzei with the kriyashma alamita, you actually would make a bracha. Hamapil is not a bracha, has anything to do with kriyashma. It's a little note, in my Gemara there are these hagos v'tziyunim, sort of footnotes on the side, so there's a link to this. We'll see in the Rush. He quotes, I think, Rav Haigon. And then, I believe we will see that the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the commentary, if you learn in general, in the back when you study the Rif, we learned Avodah Zarah, so I think on the bottom of the Rif we had the Ran in Avodah Zarah. The Ran is on most Mesechtas and Shas, except for, I think, the Bavas. I think Nezik, part of Nezik, and maybe it's only the three Bavas, where you have the commentary of the Nimuke Yosef on the bottom. And there's one Mesechta, there's a different commentary in Erevin, and this one commentary that appears only on the Rif in Brachos, that's known as the Parish of Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. And in that parish, I believe, they say, they think that the bracha you should make on Kriya Shema, if you're being Yotzei of Kriya Shema at night, once you daven the Shul already, is you should make the bracha, I think, of Ava Solam or Ava Rabba again. They think that would be the right bracha to make with Kriya Shema. So we'll look at that next week. But what our Tosus just says, kind of silently, and you shouldn't make a bracha, Tosus is probably aware of Gaonic traditions that, in fact, you do make a bracha when you say Kriya Shema Alamita if you're being Yotzei with it. So Tosus is saying, no, we don't need any of that because we're Yotzei with Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses. So it happens to be our minhag is we hold that you're not Yotzei with the Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses, but we also, as the Rama says, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvahs Kriya Shema at night when we Yotzei Kriya Shema Alamita. We may say Hamapil, it's totally unrelated. But in that sense, we accept the bottom line of Tosus, except for with respect to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema itself has to be done again at night.
So the brachas in the morning are actually a bracha on Kriya Shema?
No.
Is that what he's saying?
No.
So you're
correct. So Tosus, Tosus might say that, yeah, Birchas Kriya Shema are really Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? He might say that, which is interesting because it's certainly not the Rama's position. But yes, he would say that they are Birchas HaMitzvah. There's no need that he needs, Kriya Shema needs a Birchas HaMitzvah, but you have the Birchas HaMitzvah in the brachas that we recite. If you ask me, probably the Birchas HaMitzvah is Ava Rabba, because the Gemara will say that Ava Rabba, if you don't make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, then you're Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Yeah. So that's where Tosus talks about learning immediately after. But anyway, Tosus thinks sounds like our brachas are Birchas HaMitzvah, but I think our minhag assumes that they are in fact not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So we say the brachas when we da Amar, and then we say Kriya Shema, we repeat Kriya Shema later.
What's the basis of not saying Amen?
To say that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah and you don't want to be masik between it and mitzvah. That would be the reason. So it's a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber says, even if you hear the end, you don't say Amen. The same machlokas, by the way, although probably for a different reason, applies by Gal Yisrael. According to the Rama, according to the Rama, the Chazan says Gal Yisrael, and you answer Amen.
And people
afila minute where people say it together.
Well, that's the compromise that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Achronim to avoid the particular suffix, the machlokas and the chaba and rama. But even the Mishnah Berurah would say that if you finish Gal Yisrael Avaraba, and I adopted this practice. I mean, I'm a Rama fan, but Rabbi Blau is the person I learned this from, where he always answers amen to both those brachas. You can hear it quite loudly in the base medrash. You hear it, but that's the position of the Rama. The Rama holds that you finish it and you answer amen to the chasen's bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah, I think, says if you finish your bracha, you do answer amen like the Rama. But if you can, he recommends finishing the bracha along with the chasen. So,
all the
Bali Tefila, it's a problem in some places, should say Gal Yisrael out. I think the minhag not to say Gal Yisrael loud is because somebody decided I don't want people to answer Amen. But the proper thing to do is to say Gal Yisrael loud. So the Ramonics will answer Amen, and those who are following the Mishnah Berurah, and those who are Mechabernics don't care, and those who are following the Mishnah Berurah, well, you say it out loud so they can finish with the Chazan. But ideally, everybody should know anyway when the chazan finishes, because you're supposed to all start tefillah together. So you should hear when the chazan ends, and everybody immediately begins tefillah together.
As I said, we have to change some of the people davening, because it's really